Hi, I'm Dave Clemens. It's time now for your WaterWise Tip of the Week from the City of Bend. We've got Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're getting into the year, and let's talk about what you guys have planned for 2024.
Yeah, we're pretty excited, Dave. We've got some cool events and some exciting things we're rolling out for the community this spring. I'll just start with our March workshops. So we kind of talked about this a few weeks ago with our Goodbye Grass webinar series. The 9th, 12th, and 21st of March. It's a free class, but you got to register. You can do that through our website at waterwisetips.org.
I don't know why I read that as Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
That's weird, right? Yeah. You might be able to use that somewhere. But okay, so this webinar is just about, you know, summer's coming and...
Yeah, so this is the step-by-step process to converting your lawn into a xeriscape or other type of low water use garden. And so it's... everything you need to know, and you can ask us questions, and we've got some really talented, experienced presenters giving the information. And then we'll follow that April 17th with the Master Gardener Spring Show. So this is an annual event, and we're going to be, we were lucky enough to be able to present one of these topics on the lawn to xeriscape basics. So that'll be, I think, about an hour and a half presentation that people can join. And then April is usually our time that we roll out, you know, our summer programs. So we're super excited. We've got two new programs. We've got a single family residential turf removal rebate program. So that's the $3 per square foot for converting to a xeriscape. And then we also have a WaterWise Communities program that we'll be doing for HOAs and commercial sites.
Okay.
So if you're living in an HOA and you've got a lot of common area landscape or, you know, turf in your front yard that you want to remove, this is kind of a community-based larger chunk of money that your HOA can take advantage of to help offset some of those costs.
Sure, the conversion. Sure. Okay. And then June 8th.
June 8th is our big WaterWise Field Day. This is awesome event. We usually have right around 200 people show up for this one. It's outside. It's sunny in June. It's at Hollinshead Park. And that's a collaboration between the City of Bend, the OSU Master Gardeners, Worthy Environmental, the Pollinator Pathways Group, and a bunch of other folks in the green industry. And it's a free all-day event, and there's vendors out there. You can get free plants. You can come hear about some presentations on different green industry topics. And this year's topic will be about turf removal.
Okay.
So
really pushing that this year.
Absolutely. We're super excited, and it's something we're hearing from the community that a lot of people are interested in.
Well,
and
as you know, I'm doing those classes and one of those classes.
March. you're gonna be one of our test cases, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
This will be fun.
I love it.
And then I'm gonna give you a true review on if this is good or not.
Yeah, he's gonna tell us how we did, right?
Yeah. Well, I've been wondering where to start. I've been wanting to do it for a long time.
Yeah.
Wife and I were talking about, we live in the desert. Mm-hmm. We don't have to have a giant lawn in our yard. We don't have kids anymore that are playing out on it or anything.
Yep.
So why not do something that'll save a little water that still looks good?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are in the desert, so it's okay not to have a giant green lawn.
Yeah. And, you know, a quick fact out there, a grass lawn in Central Oregon needs about 15 gallons per square foot.
Per
square foot.
Per day?
Oh, no. Oh, for the growing season. Sorry.
Oh, for the growing season. How much?
15 gallons per square foot.
Oh, wow.
But most of the systems we see are applying like 30 to 35 gallons per square foot.
Oh, we're overwatering.
Yeah. Oh. So and that has to do with some irrigation efficiency stuff. But yeah, so if you compare that to what a native landscape would use, which is like, you know, a quarter of that, right? So you're less than half. You're less than 7 gallons per square foot. You're
right around like 2 to 3. And you still got some green and stuff going on.
Oh, you've got greenery, you've got flowers, you've got all the benefits of a landscape.
Sure.
With like a quarter of the water use, right?
Right, right.
Or less.
All right.
Depending on what you choose.
Learn more at the website. We've been talking to Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. Thanks for coming in. What's the website?
It's waterwisetips.org.